Well, let's check softball first. Last night in tournament play, Class 3A Region 8 quarterfinal round action. It was Atlantic, a couple of big early innings, and they go on to an 11-0 win over Red Oak in a five-inning contest last night. Atlantic pitcher Allie Anderson tossing a two-hit, five-inning shutout last night. Atlantic had two big innings with six in the first. Bailey Newell singled, and Alexis Handel had a two-out double. Catherine Leonard also doubled, and there were several errors in the inning as well by Red Oak that allowed the Atlantic girls to put those six runs on the board. They put four more runs on the board in the second inning and coasting to that 11-0 victory. Also last night in Class 3A Region 8, Shenandoah beat Clarinda 12-5. Kemper Catholic over Humboldt 7-3. Pocahontas Area beat Southeast Valley by a final of 6-2. Class 1A play last night in Region 8 quarterfinal round action. It was Lennox over Stanton 18-1. Bedford beat Sydney 5-3. Westwood over West Monona 7-2. West Harrison beating Fremont Mills by a final of 5-0. In Class 1A Region 7 quarterfinal round play, it was Exira EHK posting a 10-0 win over Cam last night as Maggie Rasmussen tossed a complete game one-hitter in getting the shutout. She struck out five in picking up that victory last night. Sophia Peppers had a two-run homer in that contest as well last night for Exira EHK. Also, River Valley defeated Audubon 18-1. It was Lawton Bronson over Bowyer Valley 10-0, and Charter Oak Ute beat Riverside 7-3. Also in 1A play in Region 2 quarterfinals, it was Glenn Ralston over Nottoway Valley 11-7. Newell Fonda beat Coon Rapids Bayard 5-1. In Class 2A regional play last night in Region 8, it was Underwood over Missouri Valley 5-4. Trainer beat Tri-Center 12-0. Earlham over AHSTW 17-4. And it was I-35 over West Central Valley 11-1. In Class 2A Region 2 quarterfinal round play, IKM Manning beat Sioux Central 12-4. Panorama advances 7-1 over Northwest Webster. In 2A Region 1 quarterfinals, Logan Magnolia moves on with a 2-0 win over Ridgeview. Postseason softball continues tonight in Class 4A first round regional play. Denison will play Storm Lake, and Lamar's will face Spencer in Region 1. In Region 8, Creston plays Carroll. Glenwood will face Harlan. Also in Class 5A Region 8 play, it'll be a Council Bluffs showdown as Thomas Jefferson and Abe Lincoln will battle tonight. In the boys baseball last night, Hawkeye 10 conference action saw Glenwood split a pair with Lamar's. 13-8 Glenwood in the first game, 14-1 Lamar's in the second game. Shenandoah beat Nishnabotna 10-0. Lewis Central Downs ADM 15-7. Maquoketa beat Denison 8-0. And Harlan over Dallas Center Grimes 4-2. From the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon beat Guthrie Center 10-3. East Mills over Riverside 13-3. Abe Lincoln beat Logan Magnolia 5-1. Missouri Valley over Woodbine 11-1. Tri-Center beat Southwest Valley 15-5. Trainer over West Central Valley 13-3. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over East Union 10-5. Adair Casey beat Stanton 5-0. Hinton over West Harrison 16-2. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Nottoway Valley by a final of 12-2. Jung Ho Gong drove in two key runs with a seventh-inning double a day after Chicago police said they were investigating an allegation of sexual assault against the Pirates infielder as Pittsburgh beat the St. Louis Cardinals 7-5 last night for their sixth straight comeback win. Pittsburgh has won seven consecutive overall, and they've leapfrogged St. Louis for second place in the National League Central. David Fries and Sean Rodriguez each belted homers, along with Kong's double off of Jonathan Broxton to put the Pirates up 6-5 after they were down 5-1 early. Elsewhere in the National League, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 4-3, the Mets over Miami 4-2, Cincinnati beat Chicago 5-3, Washington over Milwaukee 7-4, San Diego beat Arizona 13-6, San Francisco downs Colorado 5-1. Michael Saunders hit a solo homer in the fourth inning and singled home the winning run in the eighth as the Toronto Blue Jays completed a three-game sweep of Kansas City. They beat the Royals 4-2 yesterday. Toronto won its fifth straight, while its 2015 ALCS opponent dropped its fourth in a row. Elsewhere in the AL, Detroit beat Cleveland 12-2, Minnesota over Oakland 4-0, Boston beat Texas 11-6, Angels over Tampa Bay 7-2, Houston beat Seattle 9-8, White Sox over the Yankees 5-0. In interleague play, Baltimore downs the LA Dodgers in 14 innings by a 6-4 final. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw has been cleared to play catch as he rehabilitates from mild disc herniation. Manager Dave Roberts calls the development encouraging and says keeping Kershaw from pushing too hard to return could be a problem. Kershaw went on the DL last Friday, ensuring that he'll miss next week's All-Star game in San Diego. The left-hander is 11-2 with a major league leading 1.79 ERA and 16 starts. He's second in the majors with 145 strikeouts. The New York Mets have placed former ace Matt Harvey on the disabled list because of right shoulder discomfort. Harvey hasn't won since May 30th and is 4-10 with a 4.86 ERA and 17 starts this season. He was reached for 5 earned runs and 11 hits over just 3 2/3 innings of the Mets' 8-6 win over Miami on Monday. The Cubs have placed catcher David Ross on the 7-day concussion disabled list and designated pitcher Joel Peralta for assignment. Ross took a foul ball off his mask in Tuesday's loss to Cincinnati. Former baseball star Pete Rose is suing John M. Dowd, the lawyer whose investigative report got him kicked out of baseball for gambling. The Major League all-time hits leader alleges in the suit that Dowd defamed him last year by saying on the radio that Rose raped young teen girls during spring training. Rose said in the federal lawsuit that Dowd damaged his reputation and endorsement deals during a July 2015 interview on a Westchester, Pennsylvania radio station. Dowd investigated Rose for Major League Baseball in 1989, leading the former Reds and Phillies standout to be declared ineligible for the Hall of Fame. Well, the Miami Heat can say goodbye to Dwayne Wade. The 12-time NBA All-Star guard has ended his 13-year run with the team for a 2-year, $47 million contract with the Chicago Bulls. Miami offered $40 million over 2 years for Wade to stay in the uniform that he's worn his entire career. The Chicago native has averaged 23.7 points and 5.8 assists since being taken with the 5th overall pick in the 2003 draft. Wade scored 19 points a game while appearing in 74 games for the Heat last season. Meanwhile, a person familiar with the trade says the Bulls have sent Mike Dunleavy to the Cleveland Cavaliers to help make room for the incoming Wade. The 35-year-old Dunleavy averaged a career-low 7.2 points in 31 games for the Bulls last season. Chicago made further cap room by shipping guard Jose Calderon and 2 second-round picks to the Lakers. That's according to someone with knowledge of that deal. Roger Federer has mounted a stirring comeback to reach the Wimbledon semifinals for a record-tying 11th time as the third-seeded Swiss star rallied for a 6-7, 4-6, 6-3, 7-6, 6-3 win over ninth-seeded Marin Cilic. Federer saved 3 match points in winning the 4th set. That's the 10th time Federer has erased a 2-set deficit to win in 5 sets. Federer's win is his 80th at Wimbledon, which equals Jimmy Connors' record. Federer also matched Connors' record of reaching the Wimbledon semifinals. Federer is aiming for a record 8th Wimbledon title. He's currently tied with Pete Sampras and 1880s player William Renshaw with 7. Also in quarterfinal play, 6-seeded Milos Raonic defeated American Sam Querrey in 4 sets. Second seed Andy Murray took 5 sets to beat 12th-seeded Joe Wilfried Tsonga. 10th-seeded Tomas Berdych has scored a straight sets win over Lucas Pouy. Today's Wimbledon schedule is highlighted by women's semifinal action. Top seed and 6-time champion Serena Williams will face Russia's Elena Vesnina on the first match at center court. Then 4th-seeded Angelique Kerber will take on number 8 Venus Williams. Serena Williams is seeking her 22nd career Grand Slam singles title. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.